And now this is a dictation for Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, Roberts, August 22nd, 43, address as a letter to Dr. Douglas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S, POFF, P-O-F-F, 593-3385. Dear Dr. POFF, follow-up for Sharon, advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, probably a component of hypertensive nephrosclerosis. Last visit, August, for underlying COPD asthma on theophylline, denies hemoptysis or increase of dyspnea. No chest pain palpitation, although feeling tired. Prior arrhythmia and near syncope. No vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination. On physical exam, excuse me, on chemistry, medication list review, I will highlight the Norvasc, metoprolol, she stopped anticoagulation by herself, needs to notify you and the cardiology, on theophylline for her COPD asthma, off ACE inhibitors, off metformin, presently no diabetes medicines. Weight, next paragraph, weight 148, blood pressure 180/90. She was quite anxious. Oxygenation room air 94%, pulse 62. Distant breath sounds, no pleural effusion consolidation, no wheezing, no pericardial rap. Question irregular, although rate is not increased. No ascites, tenderness, or masses. No major edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry is November, creatinine 1.7. Table the last 1 year. GFR 29 to stage 4, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus normal, anemia 11.2. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, progressive over time, underlying diabetic nephropathy and probably hypertensive nephrosclerosis. Clinically, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, or pericarditis, continue to monitor. Next number, reported syncopal episode, question AFib, was given anticoagulation, she stopped. No evidence of CHF decompensation. Next number, hypertension in the office, poorly controlled. This needs to be checked before we adjust medications. Next number, prior exposure to anti-inflammatory agents that has discontinued. Next number, arthritis diffuse of NSAIDs. Next paragraph, we discuss the meaning of advanced renal failure. We will monitor, trying to slow down progression. She understands. She's at risk of renal failure, advanced and potential dialysis. We discuss the symptoms about that. No need for phosphorus binders. No need to change diet for potassium. No need for EPO treatment at this point, as hemoglobin is above 10. Monthly blood test, come back on the next 4 to 6 months.